And today we're going to finish the longest chapter and the greatest chapter in the Bible on the Bible. The 119th Psalm. If you were to put the 19th and the 119th together, you'd just have two marvelous chapters. I wonder if any of you decided to memorize the 119th Psalm. I tell you what I'd be glad to do. I'd be glad to send you a real lovely cassette player. Now, that'd have to be maybe for the first, I'd be willing to do that for three people. I'd give you a beautiful sound design cassette player, just the player, and it'd be a wonderful gift for the three people. I think it'd be a real challenge to memorize the 119th Psalm and say it out loud to somebody, starting with verse 129. Thy testimonies are wonderful. Therefore doth my soul keep them. The entrance of thy words giveth light. Amen. That means when they first come in, when you let the word enter, you got the light shining. It giveth understanding unto the simple. I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for thy commandments. You know, I saw my old dog when I saw that. I opened my mouth and just panted for the word of God because I was so thirsty. See, a dog sometimes gets to panting, you know, that's his air conditioning system. Did you know that? Look thou upon me, and be merciful unto me, as thou usest to do unto those that love thy name. Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Deliver me from the oppression of man, so will I keep thy precepts. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant, and teach me thy statutes. Rivers of waters run down mine eyes, because they keep not thy law. Righteous art thou, O Lord, and upright are thy judgments. Thy testimonies that thou hast commanded are righteous and very faithful. My zeal hath consumed me, because mine enemies have forgotten thy words. Thy word is very pure. Amen. Therefore thy servant loveth it. I am small and despised, yet do I not forget thy precepts. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. Trouble and anguish have taken hold on me, yet thy commandments are my delights. The righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live. I cried with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord, I will keep thy statutes. I cried unto thee, save me, and I shall keep thy testimonies. I prevented the dawning of the morning and cried, I hoped in thy word. Mine eyes prevent the night watches, that I might meditate in thy word. Hear my voice according unto thy loving kindness. O Lord, quicken me according to thy judgment. They draw nigh that follow after mischief. They're far from thy law. Thou art near, O Lord, and all thy commandments are true. Concerning thy testimonies, I've known of old that thou hast founded them forever. Consider mine affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget thy law. Plead my cause and deliver me. Quicken me according to thy word. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they seek not thy statutes. Great are thy tender mercies, O Lord. Quicken me according to thy judgments. Many are my persecutors and mine enemies, yet do I not decline from thy testimonies. I beheld the transgressors and was grieved, because they kept not thy word. Consider how I love thy precepts. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness. Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word. I rejoice at thy word, as one that findeth great spoil. I hate and abhor lying, but thy law do I love. Seven times a day do I praise thee, because of thy righteous judgments. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? Great peace have they which love thy law, and you won't always be getting mad. No, sir, nothing shall offend them. Lord, I've hoped for thy salvation and done thy commandments. My soul hath kept thy testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. I've kept thy precepts and thy testimonies, for all my ways are before thee. Let my cry come near before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to thy word. Let my supplication come before thee. Deliver me according to thy word. My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness. Let thine hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee, and let thy judgments help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments. Well, may I take this opportunity from Mrs. Roloff and our 8 grandchildren, and Clinton and Elizabeth Ann, David and Pam, and all the staff here at the office and in the enterprises and all of our homes, to wish not only for our own people and pray for you a very sweet and wonderful Christmas, but for all the folks that are in the radio audience and the many friends that have joined us this year. If the reading of the Word of God has been a real benediction and blessing, don't you think it would be fine if you would immediately give your set to somebody else and get another, or have us send a set of these tapes to a loved one or somebody that would promise to read them every day? If it's been a blessing, would you write us? If you'd like for me to send a set to somebody and you'd like to share it, the $35 or $40 for a set of tapes, then you do that. What a blessing it could be, and no doubt has been. It's been a blessing to me to read, and I believe to our own people, because we all join in and follow the leadership of this unworthy servant. May we pray. Our Father, we thank thee for Jesus, that he was virgin born and altogether fit to be our Savior. Now prepare us for the meetings that we have today. We thank thee, Lord, for the privilege of visiting so many homes daily. And Father, bless the dad. Oh, give us a revival of Christian dads. Bless the dad, the mother, the children, the pastor, the evangelist, and the missionary. Meet their needs. And Father, remind the people to share their largest gift with the one who gave himself his largest gift for our soul and our salvation and for the keeping of our lives. We thank thee for thy wonderful goodness to us today. Make us a blessing to others. Forgive our sin. And thank you for the Word of God. Oh, what a gift. What a wonderful gift. Great peace have they who love thy law. And yet the Prince of Peace has been ignored, and there is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. But help us, Lord, to stay in the Word of God, that we might not be offended. In Jesus' name, amen.